driver.
You gonna tell a story?
I don't know. I think I changed my mind.
What? Thanks.
I was like, I think 8 or 9. And I was at a friend's house, riding a bike down the street with him. And this dog comes out. It's like huge dog, and we drive past it about a mile down the road. Then we just have to go back to his house for dinner. On the way back, the dog just charges me and wraps his mouth around my leg, like almost all around, clamps down. Blood was everywhere, and my friend kind of throws a rock at the dog and it goes away. Then we go back to his house, and it's like, it somehow got the bite all around my leg. And I think I stayed there for dinner because, I don't know. And then the family wasn't home and the dog was unregistered.
And what?
So they thought the dog might have rabies.
Yeah.
And there was like a 36-hour gap to catch rabies. Get the vaccination so you don't get rabies.
Yeah.
So the warden was freaking out and came and shot the dog. And then...
What?
Caught off its head and sent it to a lab in the city so they could test it for rabies.
Right.
And it turns out the dog didn't have rabies.
Did you just bullshit the end of that story?
No.
Liar.
And then the little kid, the kid's dog, was like, "You killed my dog, asshole." And he 4 years later, when I was a senior in high school, he was like
got his revenge?
Sophomore.
Is that what happened?
He like walks up to me, he's like, "You killed my dog, asshole."
Mm.
I'm like, "Who the fuck are you?"
Yeah? So, that really happened?
Yeah.
Do you have the scars to
prove it? No, it wasn't like... It was just... Well, I don't know. No scars. I have pictures, though. Not on me, of course. I don't carry them around.
Right. Weird. Right.
True story.
True story.
Wasn't sad about the dog, though.
Thank you.
The dog was an asshole.